dwelling on his mercies, if you're able and willing, we invite you to stand with us as we seek him together. Let's pray. Our gracious God, we do join and we mingle our voices this night to dwell upon your mercies. Your mercies which are new every morning. Your graces which are rich and abundant. We look to you, Lord Jesus, the one enthroned on Zion's holy hill. You, the one who has ascended on high, leading captivity captive, receiving and then giving gifts to men. We bless you, Lord Jesus. You are the one who daily loads us with your benefits. To you, Lord Christ, belong the deliverances over death. To you, Lord Jesus, belongs the victory. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. All that is in the heavens and in the earth belongs to you. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. O Lord, this night we would look, we would gaze upon you, the King, in all of your beauty. And Lord, we would cry out, arise, O Lord, and defend your cause. Would you arise, O God, and cause your enemies to be scattered? And let those that hate you flee before you, as wax melts by the fire, as smoke is driven away by the wind. So, Lord Jesus, would you, our strong, conquering Savior, Lord, would you conquer and overcome and cause the light to shine in the darkness? We would give you thanks this night for the power of the light. We give you thanks for a power to forgive. O Lord, that the power of our Lord has indeed been great, that you, O Lord, are one who is merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. You keep mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin, and yet you will by no means clear the guilty. Lord, would you pardon, O Lord, just as Moses in the days of old, we would plead, Lord, that you would pardon your people. Lord, would you pardon for your great name's sake? Would you pardon for the honor and the glory of your Son? Lord, would you grant pardon for the sake of your truth, which you have spoken? Lord, would you pardon our transgressions for the greatness of your promise? O Lord, would you arise and do as you have said, and give us to hear this night the sweetness of the forgiveness of sins, that yours, Lord Jesus, is a blood that is mighty to save. O Lord, we would sing this night of that redeeming love which has ever been our theme. And Lord, we would seek the outpouring and the ministry of the Spirit of Christ. O Lord Jesus, are you not even now ascended on high, seated at the right hand of the Majesty in the heavens? O Lord Jesus, did you not on the day of Pentecost pour out the Spirit of God in abundance and fullness and power, baptizing your church, causing your truth to be spoken and praised, and that the nations were arrested in their hearing? Oh Lord, we give you thanks that that same mighty Spirit of God, that same power is here to save. Oh, we give you thanks for that unction, for that anointing which rests upon your people. Lord, for that Spirit of God sent forth by the Father and the Son, that Spirit of God persuading us of the truth of the gospel, convicting us of sin and righteousness and judgment. O Spirit of God, we ask that you would continue your mighty work, Lord, that you would bring the truth to bear upon our minds, our consciences, our affections. We pray, and Lord, that you would do a mighty and thorough work of repentance. Lord, give us to know the depth of our sin and then to see the beauty of our Savior. O Spirit of God, did you not anoint the enfleshed Christ to preach good news to the poor? We ask that on this night those same glad tidings might be proclaimed to us who are poor in spirit. Lord, when our heart is faint, lead us to that rock that is higher than we are. Lead us to that refuge. We wait for you, O Lord. Our souls wait, and in your word we place our hope. Would you cause your Spirit to go forth mightily and with power? Lord, for the heralds of your gospel, for the preachers of your word, we pray that not one word would be spoken that is not yours. Lord, that whatever you would have the preachers of Christ to speak, that that is what would be spoken. We pray that no additions from man, no corruptions, Lord, that no half-truths would be introduced, but rather, Lord, that the whole counsel of God, the full Christ, the whole Christ, the true Christ, might be proclaimed. We gaze upon you, Lord Jesus, the one ascended on high. Would you now give gifts to your people? As we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated. Tonight our text will come from the Old Testament, from Psalm 68. Psalm 68 on page 611 in your pew Bibles. And we're making our way toward the end of book two of the Psalter. Book one takes you from Psalm 1 to Psalm 41. Book two of the Psalms, which is where we are now, book two takes you from Psalm 42 up into Psalm 72. Psalm 68, all of the Psalms speak of the person and the work of Christ. Many of the Psalms are explicitly quoted in the New Testament as describing the person and the work of Christ. Psalm 68 is one of those explicitly quoted to describe the ascension of the Lord Jesus. And so I pray that your gaze and mine would be directed tonight to the ascended Christ, and that you would seek every gift that is needed, whatever is required, that you would seek him from his ascension, from his throne. Psalm 68, to the choir master, a psalm of David, a song. God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered, and those who hate him shall flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so you shall drive them away. As wax melts before fire, so the wicked shall perish before God. But the righteous shall be glad. They shall exult before God. they shall be jubilant with joy. Sing to God. Sing praises to His name. Lift up a song to Him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Exult before Him. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in His holy habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when You went out before Your people, when You marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain. Before God, the One of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel, rain in abundance, O God, You shed abroad. You restored Your inheritance as it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In Your goodness, O God, You provided for the needy. The Lord gives the word, and the women who announce the news are a great host. The kings of the armies, they flee. The women at home divide the spoil. Though you men lie among the sheepfolds, the wings of a dove covered with silver, its pinions with shimmering gold. When the Almighty scatters kings there, let snow fall on Zalmon. O mountain of God, mountain of Bashan, O many-peaked mountain, mountain of Bashan, why do you look with hatred, O many-peaked mountain, at the mount that God desired for His abode? Yes, where the Lord will dwell forever. The chariots of God are twice 10,000, thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them. Sinai is now in the sanctuary. You ascended on high, leading a host of captives in your train, and receiving gifts among men, even among the rebellious, that the Lord God may dwell there. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Our God is a God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong deliverances from death. But God will strike the heads of His enemies, the hairy crown of him who walks in his guilty ways. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that you may strike your feet in their blood, that the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from the foe. Your procession is seen, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers in front, the musicians last, between them virgins playing tambourines. Bless God in the great congregation, the Lord, O you who are of Israel's fountain. There is Benjamin, the least of them, in the lead, the princes of Judah in their throng, the princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. Summon your power, O God, the power, O God, by which you have worked for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings shall bear gifts to you. Rebuke the beasts that dwell among the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the peoples. Trample underfoot those who lust after tribute. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Nobles shall come from Egypt. Cush shall hasten to stretch out her hands to God. O kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. sing praises to the Lord. To him who rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens. Behold, he sends out his voice, his mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, and whose power is in the skies. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. During the 16th century French wars of religion, this was known as one of the battle psalms of the Huguenots. It is a song of praise. It is a song of trust. It's a song of victory. It's a song of triumph. And it looks upward. It looks up to the one who is the author of every good gift and the architect of every victory. For us tonight, I want you to look up. To look up to the ascended Christ, and that from his fullness, each of you would receive in grace upon grace. This is a psalm which begins with a rousing preface. Verses 1 through 6. God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered. Well, this is a song that is quoting what Moses chanted. Whenever the people of Israel would rise and they would leave from one camp to another, they would bring the ark to the front, and this rousing cry would be given, "Arise, O Lord, arise, let your enemies be scattered. Let those who hate you flee before you." Well, the ark, that was the symbol of the presence of God with his people. The ark that had been constructed according to divine instruction. And so this would be recited as the ark set out, leading the people of Israel from one camp to the next. It's a psalm that opens with deep joy, that the righteous would be glad, that they would exult before God. They would be jubilant with joy. Here they are wandering in the wilderness, and yet it is calling the children of Israel, the wandering, wayward, hungry children of Israel, to be glad and to exult before God. It is a song that calls you to sing. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Lift up a song. How many times can you say the same thing in different ways? Lift up a song. Let your voice be raised. Not because you can sing, not because you can carry a tune, but because he is worthy, because of what he has done. Him who rides through the deserts, his name is the Lord. Exult before him. It's a song that begins with mercy and kindness towards the helpless, mercy towards the weak, father of the fatherless, protector of widows. He settles the lonely or the solitary in a home. The rest of the psalm really traces the history of Israel in different ways. Verses 7 through 9, you have strokes that describe the wandering in the wilderness, the Lord leading them, guiding them from Sinai through the wilderness, rain in abundance. There was a rain of gifts that fell upon the children of Israel. 10 through 14, you have descriptions of leading his people into the promised land. The Lord gives the word. It is the word of victory. It is the word of triumph. The women who announce the news are a great host, kings of the armies. They flee. So the kings, Og, king, and the king of Bashan, the Amorites, Girgashites, the kings of the armies, they flee. And though his people, look at verse 13, though his people had in Egypt had laid among the sheepfolds, they would now be covered with silver, with shimmering gold. 15 through 17, what do you see there? You fast forward in Israel's history, and you have here a description of the ark being transferred to Mount Zion, and that the other mountains, Mount Bashan, for example. Mount Bashan's a beautiful mountain. It's high in altitude. It's lush. Great mountains like Bashan would envy Mount Zion, because Zion is the place where the ark would dwell. Zion is the place where the tabernacle would be pitched, where the Lord would dwell forever. And you can tell, verse 17, you can tell this is not simply talking about earthly chariots or earthly sanctuaries. Their faith is being lifted upward. The chariots of God, not just the chariots of men, but the chariots of God. You have the image from 2 Kings chapter 6, where the chariots of God, the angels of God, are there to the eyes of faith. Verse 18, you ascended on high. This is a statement of the victories of the Lord, the victories of God. You have ascended. You've led a host of captives. And then verses 19 through 35, you have the results of that victory. What are the results of that victory? All the victories of the Lord? Well, blessings are given. Deliverances from death. Verse 21, he strikes the heads of his enemies. Verse 24, beginning at verse 24, you see that the ark is transferred. It's transferred to the sanctuary, transferred to the temple that's built. Your procession is seen, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. Singers, musicians, the tribes are there. Well, it's a description of the settling of the ark. No longer just in the tabernacle, now it's in the temple. Verse 29, because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings shall bear gifts to you. He closes with a general praise or a doxology in verses 32 through 35, calling on the kingdoms of the earth to sing, not just earthly Israel, but the nations, that the nations would sing. Sing to him, verse 33, who rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens. He sends out his voice, his mighty voice. But it's all describing the victories of the Lord, that he arises, that he scatters his enemies, that he marches from one place to the next, he strikes the heads of his enemies, and that he has ascended on high. And that he has received gifts among men. He's received the spoils of victory. To the victor go the spoils. And he is the victor among the nations. To him goes the spoils. Look at verse 18. He has receiving gifts among men. Now the Apostle Paul, he takes this particular text in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8. Paul takes verse 18 and he uses it to describe what the Lord Jesus has done. That God gives grace according to his gift. He gives freely to his church. He gives unto his people. And then he quotes Psalm 68, describing the ascension of Christ, that this one, Christ, the Son of God, had ascended on high, leading captivity captive. But the Apostle Paul, he takes this word, receiving gifts among men, and Paul preaches it to the Ephesians as it was intended, as it is fulfilled in Christ. Psalm 68, the king receives gifts. He receives the spoils of war. Now, why would the ascended Christ, why would he receive the gifts? Why would he receive the spoils of war, having destroyed death in the tomb, having destroyed it, rising from the grave on the third day? Why would Jesus receive those spoils? He receives those spoils in order to give, in order to distribute. He receives the spoils of war in order to distribute. And so the Apostle Paul, he takes this text and he says, the Lord Jesus has ascended on high, and he now gives gifts to men. It's a powerful thing that he does with this verse. And how does Jesus give gifts to men? He goes on to describe it there in Ephesians 4. And you know what Paul does? He describes the structure and shepherding of the church. How does Jesus give gifts to men? He gives you the church. Not just in general, not just in the abstract. He describes it in detail there in Ephesians 4. He has given, the Lord Jesus has given the very government and structure and officers of the church. The Lord Jesus ascended on high, gives gifts to men. For whatever is needed this night, for whatever is lacking, lift your head. Lift your head to that Lord Jesus who rose. Arise, O Lord, and scatter your foes. Well, he rose on the third day. Look to this Jesus who settles the solitary in a home. What does he say? Those who do the will of my Father in heaven, they are my brothers and sisters and my mother. He settles the solitary in a home. Look to this Lord Jesus who equips his church for the spiritual battles of the day. Look to this Christ who has spoken from Sinai, from Zion, and from Calvary. Look to this Christ. Look to the fullness of Jesus. Look to the one reigning with the chariots of God, twice 10,000 surrounding his throne. Look to this one. Verses 19 through 35, what does he give? What are the benefits of his conquest and his victory? Well, he bears us up. To God, the Lord, verse 20, belong deliverances from death. What does he do? He declares victory over the grave. He strikes the heads of his enemies. What do we sing in Psalm 110? That he strikes his enemies. Look to the fullness of Christ. Every one of these lines speaking of the richness and the fullness of his kingdom. O kingdoms of the earth, verses 32 through 35. Kingdoms of the earth, sing unto this Christ. Sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens. As you look upward to the ascended Christ, you remember that he is the one who possesses the fullness of God, the fullness of the Spirit. Now, everything you need is found there in the fullness of the Spirit. He's ascended on high, having led captivity captive. You look upward to this one anointed by the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he says, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. You look to this one who gives freely and fully. He gives richly. He gives abundantly. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. How much have you and I received at his hand? This all goes back to him and to his glory. Freely you and I have received. And so therefore, freely you and I must give. What has he bestowed to you? Has he not given you everything necessary for life and godliness? Has he not given you the fullness of the Spirit? Has he not given you the promises of God? Blessed be the Lord, verse 19, who daily bears us up. Look upward to the ascended Christ. And when you do so, you look to a hand that is rich and full and who grants everything necessary. And how much you and I are bound to him for what he has bestowed. You ascended on high, leading a host of captives in your train and receiving gifts among men. As we close, I want to read from this section from Ephesians chapter 4. From Ephesians 4 and beginning with verse 7, just let these words sink into your ears and let them move you to praise. Beginning with verse 7. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean? But that he had also descended into the lower regions, the earth. That's what happened at the incarnation. He descended to this earth, to the lower regions. Verse 10, he who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. Where is Christ now? He is in the heavens where he fills all things. And he gave, listen to verse 11, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Would you pray with me? Our gracious God, we would honor the fullness and the abundance of your hand, that grace has been given, sweet and abundant, matchless grace. Lord, how much you have given through that hand of grace. Lord, we could have never asked we could have never deserved the blessings which you've bestowed through that hand. Blessings of words, blessings of strength, of power, and exhorting. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your pardon, which is full. We thank you for your Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are indeed the children of God. We ask, Lord, that you would train us to use what we have received, not for our own glory, but rather, Lord, would you use what we have received for your honor, for the upbuilding of your people. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.